Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now cloudy and 27 degrees. The Supreme Court has a new justice. The Senate has confirmed President Trump's nominee for the High Court.
The Senate's Republican majority overcame Democrat objections to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett on a 52-48 vote.
This is one of the most brilliant, admired, and well-qualified nominees in our lifetime.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told his Republican colleagues they should be proud of the confirmation vote. Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a dark day in the Senate.
Let the record show that tonight the Republican Senate majority decided to thwart the will of the people.
Barrett's confirmation is expected to tilt the Supreme Court to the right with a 6-3 conservative majority. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Crews have been working hard treating the streets and highways of South Central Kansas after Monday's blast of snow, drizzle, and cold temperatures. The National Weather Service reports 1.3 inches of snow depth near Wichita's Eisenhower Airport. That's a record for the date, by the way. With readings of 1.5 to 2 inches common across South Central Kansas, we can expect freezing, drizzle, and sleet, but not much snow, at least through the first part of today. And Wichita crews have been out since midnight, Monday morning, putting down a salt and sand mixture on area roads.
With each pass, the trucks lay down roughly 600 tons of the mix. But even with the snow plows on the streets, driver Elizabeth Hancock tells KSN News, it's still a challenge to get around.
They were pretty bad when I first got out and went over to Mass. I was slipping and sliding.
With refreezing overnight, drivers are urged to remain cautious when on area streets and roads. All 60 trucks will be working around the clock through at least Wednesday morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man is dead and a woman seriously injured following a crash in Harvey County. The accident occurred Monday night at Highway 50 and Emma Creek Road west of Newton. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a car was traveling slowly because of bad weather when a pickup slammed into the car from the rear. The pickup rolled several times, ejecting the driver. Pronounced dead at the scene was 33-year-old Michael Albert Brandon of Goddard. 47-year-old Wanda Ivey of Newton was hospitalized in Wichita with serious injuries. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office, in cooperation with the Wichita Police Department and Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department, has opened an investigation into an attack ad involving lawmakers. A lawsuit claims Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, Wichita City Council member James Clendenin, and Representative Michael Capps attempted to defame Mayor Brandon Whipple by creating a false attack ad during his run for mayor last year. Monday afternoon, the Wichita Chamber of Commerce and Wichita Regional Chamber of Political Action Committee released a statement saying they condemn the actions of Capps, Clendenin, and O'Donnell relating to the fabricated attack video. Coronavirus cases are spiking across the U.S. Fox's Jonathan Seri reports.
The U.S. is averaging 70,000 new coronavirus cases each day and broke records with more than 83,000 on Friday and Saturday. El Paso, Texas has opened a temporary hospital at the Civic Center to handle an influx of patients. The county judge has imposed a 10 p.m. curfew that carries a $500 fine for violations. Cases are rising from the Texas border to the farms of Minnesota. According to news reports in Utah, some mothers are taking to social media, urging parents against testing their children in an effort to keep COVID numbers artificially low so that schools can remain open.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 8 million coronavirus cases and more than 225,000 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's check the time. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
The roads are a lot drier now than they
were. They're in much better shape.
Those crews did a good job. However, you still want to watch out for slick spots out there. And remember, those residential and side streets, if they got a little sunlight on them, they might have had some melting, but you could also see a lot of slick spots there. So, again, just be very, very cautious out there today. Again, we've got a warm-up coming, so hopefully things will get back to a little bit more like normal later on. But for today, continue to be very cautious. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And the Wichita Emergency Accident Reporting Plan is in effect.
Still is.
This morning, so be aware of that. Coming up, let's check the forecast. With KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As a disturbance tracks from central Oklahoma into southeast Kansas, that will bring us another wintry mix of precipitation, some sleet, freezing rain, and snow today. We already have some slick spots on the road. Our high this afternoon, 34. Freezing drizzle possible tonight, our low 31, and rain will be likely Wednesday with a high 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 27 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. Today is Tuesday, October 27th, a cold wintry day in south central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 30 degrees, normal high 66. Are you
Yikes.
Kidding me? 1.3 inches of snow near Eisenhower Airport, a record for the date. Previous record was set back in 1913. It was about a half inch. There you go. And this is day two of Ted Woodward restart. Ted Woodward is back in with us and doing the morning show. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Jad. Good to be with you guys.
First question, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Pretty good. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Got up and breathing's working well, so I think it's going to be a good day.
Yes, and when you're breathing, that's a good sign, you know?
Yeah, that's something you kind of take for granted, but
you probably never will again.
What I've been through the last 2 months, that's not something I'm taking lightly these days.
Hey, I thought of something this morning. I should have thought of it yesterday. Just for people, a reminder of outdoor water faucets. Unhook them because of the weather.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, if you missed it, you could be in trouble with it. I did have 1 year I had that frozen pipe deal, and it cost me a pretty penny with the plumber, but about 3 days ago, I saw this coming, and I unhooked them, so.
Yeah. Steve, you're a little late on that warning, aren't you?
I know. That's what I'm saying. If you haven't done it, it might be too late. This is October 27th on this date in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. A U-2 reconnaissance aircraft was shot down while flying over Cuba, killing the pilot, U.S. Air Force Major Rudolph Anderson, Jr. I think they shot down actually two during the crisis. And Ted, have you ever seen one of those U-2 aircraft up close?
I believe I have.
Out at McConnell, they had an open house, Air Force Base, a few years ago. Yes, and I remember going up. They've had a big rope around it, and, man, you couldn't get close to it. It was still classified. And it was they had a very long wingspan and a very small aircraft, high level, they may still be using the thing. I don't know, but satellites probably have replaced it. But that's quite an aircraft. The U-2 spy plane. A man has been charged with setting a Boston ballot box, drop box on fire and damaging dozens of ballots. Police say Worldly Armand, a 39-year-old Boston resident, was taken into custody late Sunday, hours after he started a fire inside a drop box outside the Boston Public Library in the city's Back Bay neighborhood. The box contained more than 120 ballots. And police say Armand faces a charge of willful and malicious burning. Top prosecutor for Boston, Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins told reporters Armand appears to be emotionally disturbed, and she does not believe he is plotting against our democracy. Apparently, he just has a few issues. And President Trump has his eye on hosting an election night party at his own hotel in the nation's capital. Over the weekend, the campaign pushed out fundraising emails in the president's name, offering donors a chance to enter a drawing to join Team Trump at the election night party in my favorite hotel in Washington, suggesting he'll use his luxury hotel as the backdrop for reacting to election results. So there's where he's going to have his party, and I'm sure they'll give us the phone number, Ted, so we can call and get a little sound from the president there, whether he wins or loses. Don't you think so? Really?
We'll be waiting for that.
With bated breath. Driving conditions, Jad's been talking about it this morning. I tell you what, yesterday I went home across on Kellogg going westbound, and there was still a good deal of ice out, but it was in a condition where you had pretty good traction if you just stayed in the lanes, and about 40 miles per hour. But this morning, man, it all looks pretty good. But we'll see what happens.
I'm surprised you took Kellogg yesterday. I thought maybe you'd stay on the surface street.
You had said, you and Jad, bro, I think you Jad said, hey, don't take those streets. But I went ahead and did it, figuring I could get off someplace if it looked bad. Jad, what do you got? You got something else there?
No, I was just going to say, one of the things I noticed yesterday, people were still kind of driving crazily on Rock Road.
Yeah. Well,
I saw people making very abrupt left turns across lanes of traffic with no traffic incoming, and oh man, it was kind of rough on Rock yesterday.
Everybody did pretty well on the 7-8 miles I drove on the Kellogg, except one guy in a pickup truck over in the left lane just went by like, hey, what are you fools doing? We can go 70 here. Come on. Well, we hope nothing happens to those
in a
people.
Pickup truck with no weight over those back tires.
No,
that's the worst.
My son and grandson Reese went out yesterday and bought some sandbags to put in the back of Reese's new pickup truck.
See, that's Reese's, what you need to do.
Yeah, Reese has got a new pickup and he wants to get some traction back there, so they put some sandbags in the back. That does work, I guess. And
gets
a little bit of traction on those rear wheel drive vehicles.
That's one of the, my vehicle's front wheel drive, and I got to say it's nice. Conditions like that because you got the engine directly over the driver wheel.
Right.
Works out pretty good.
Ted, just one note, Ted. I went home last night and yesterday, and I looked in the kitchen, and I saw several bags of semi-sweet chocolates.
Uh-oh, something good is happening there.
I'm thinking maybe, I'm speculating that next Monday, if you're here in the studio, I have a feeling you're going to get some chocolate chip cookies.
See, you've just gone to an extra level of incentive to get me back in there.
Yeah, this is DEFCON 4 right here.
Yeah.
Getting you back.
The full court push is on.
It's on. All right. So, you feeling good today? You up to doing some sports for us
this
morning?
Well, so far, yeah, sure.
Let's see. We had, we had Monday Night Football last night. Hit Ted Woodward with Leadoff Sports, which I haven't said on the air for about 2 months, it seems.
Yeah, I haven't done a sports cast since early September.
I think he's probably forgotten how. Let's see what happens.
Go
ahead, Ted.
We'll find out. We did have a Monday Night Football last night. You heard the action over on KFH as the Los Angeles Rams took on the Chicago Bears, and it was a big night for the Rams. Offense, though the defense was incredible, the offense did enough to get things going, including a touchdown by a former football player from Hutchinson Community College. Gerald Everett starting at tight end for the Rams. You heard the game on KFH.
Goss for Gerald Everett, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Rams!
12-yard touchdown pass late in the third quarter. Everett had 4 catches on the night, including that touchdown there, as the Rams throttled the Bears 24-10. And that leaves both teams now with a record of 5-2. Although the Bears are fading a little bit, the Rams are a pretty darn good football team. And that was an enjoyable Monday Night Football game last night. Tonight, over on KFH, we have Game 6 of the World Series, and it could be the final night of the baseball season because the Los Angeles Dodgers are just one win away from clinching a World Series title. LA leads the series 3-2 with the Tampa Bay Rays, and let's get a preview.
The LA Dodgers come into Game 6 of the World Series tonight with a 3-2 series advantage and a chance to lock up their first championship since 1988. They'll send Tony Gonsolin to the mound for the start, and he's prepared to rise to the occasion as best he can.
You know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to throw the ball as long as I can, as best as I can for or until Doc decides that that I'm done.
As for the Tampa Bay Rays, they're trying to force a Game 7 tomorrow in the Fall Classic to continue their chase for their first title in franchise history. Blake Snell will go to the hill for them.
However I want to look at it or, you know, make it look, it's going to be the same. We need to win that game. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm excited.
First pitch in Game 6 of the World Series for the Rays and Dodgers coming up shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Yeah, so you've got live coverage of the World Series beginning at 6:30 this evening, and you can listen to that live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We have men's basketball schedule news for Kansas and Kansas State. The Kansas men's basketball team will begin its season in December on the first day of the month, taking on Kentucky in the Champions Classic. That will be at a neutral site that is still yet to be determined. But the Jayhawks will be ready to go once December hits. First home game for the Jayhawks will be December 5th, and then conference play begins in the middle of December. KU has three starters and nine letter winners coming back from last year's team, which was ranked number one in the nation before the season got postponed and canceled. Kansas State will begin its season a little earlier in late November, with games sandwiched around Thanksgiving. K-State will play its first game on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then the Friday after Thanksgiving up in Manhattan. Wednesday against Drake, Friday against Colorado. So a little earlier start for K-State over the Thanksgiving weekend, and then K-State will also begin conference play in mid-December. And a happy birthday today to a former Kansas City Royal shortstop, UL Washington. Is 67 today, played for the Royals for 8 years in the 70s and 80s, including the 1980 World Series. And a little trivia there for UL Washington, he was on base during George Brett's Pine Tar home run against the New York Yankees in a famous escapade. But we all forget UL Washington was on base there. By the way, UL Washington was born in Stringtown, Texas. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's
yeah.
Right, that's right.
Southeast part of Oklahoma. So,
did we ever figure out what UL stood for?
It is his given name. It doesn't stand for anything.
I think it was his mom saw the UL designation on some electrical cord or something.
So those there are not periods after the U and the L. They're just the two letters and then Washington.
Hey, fine player. I still go back to Freddie Pottek, though. I think is my favorite. So.
Of course, UL had the toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah, always had a toothpick.
Trademark toothpick. Yeah.
Sure did.
UL Washington, former Royals shortstop. He is 67 today, and that's sports with Stephen Ted.
Ted, I checked in with my World Series correspondent, my 14-year-old granddaughter, Mary.
Yes.
Last night to find out what's going on with the World Series. Are you going to watch the series tonight, Papa? They're not playing tonight. Well, yes. I said, what's happening? Well, you know, the Dodgers are up 3-2. And I'm thinking, sound like a young Vin Scully, a female Vin Scully. She knows.
Why am I doing sports?
I don't know.
Let her do it.
She could probably, we could get her in here cheaper, that's for sure. We can pay her in Barbie doll clothes or something.
Is she rooting one side or the other?
I don't know. I haven't really talked it over with her. I think she might be taking the Dodgers.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, bless her heart. She's all over it.
She knows about it. All right. Thank you, Ted. 6:22 now. Keep it up for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. 2020 may be the year Dr. Gupta changes his mind about video games. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.